Welcome to another episode of Taking Flight. I am currently driving, so if the audio sounds like crap, that would explain everything. So this episode is going to be mainly talking about my recent flights. On Friday, I flew out from Seattle Tacoma International Airport, which is my home airport. I live about 40, 45 minutes away from the airport. And so the flight was a 37-minute flight. There was no real in-flight service, as you're basically, you get to your cruising altitude, which was 29,000 feet. And we cruised for just about like 4 or 5 minutes, and then we were on the descent into Redmond International Airport. Redmond International Airport has two runways, Hillsboro Academy. Aviation Academy is based there. So students are flying out in and out of that airport. There are very few commercial flights that come in and out of there. There's probably about 15 daily flights. I think there's like 3, maybe 4 Alaska Airlines flights. The route was previously operated by the Q400, which we all know Alaska Airlines has been working to retire those aircraft. When in Seattle yesterday, there was a total of 2 or 3, I think there was 2 Q400s that were on the ground there. All the rest were E175s and 737s. So, yeah, Alaska Airlines is definitely getting rid of those aircraft quite fast. The flight from Seattle to Redmond, it was uneventful. It was fun. As you all know, I love flying, and Alaska Airlines is my favorite airline to fly with. Some may have other opinions, but I really enjoy flying with Alaska Airlines. So, yeah, the flight, 29 minutes. We flew over Mount St. Helens. We flew over, I think it was Mount Bachelor, and we saw the Sisters, Three Sisters, which are three mountains there in Oregon, on the approach into Redmond. It's obviously different than landing in Seattle. Shorter runways. It's quite interesting that they operate the 73 on that route. They do the operate the Embraer E175 with Horizon Air, which is a subsidiary of Alaska Airlines. And the flight coming back was once again uneventful, other than taxiing out to take off. We were sitting there for a little bit. The pilot captain comes on intercom to let us know that the ground had not securely fastened or shut the door, the little hatch where the ground connects their headset to talk to the captain. To let them know that they're going to push back or whatever else they need to communicate to the pilots. And so it had, I believe he said, the pilot captain said that it had come undone during the taxi. So, of course, you don't want anything hanging down. That's not supposed to be hanging down. That should be shut while in flight. That could come off, go into the engine, and create a big issue. That is very avoidable. Anyways, we taxied back. They got that taken care of, and right after they got that taken care of, we were off for a 47-minute flight, a little bit longer, heading back as there's probably a headwind. Very uneventful flight once again. We landed on runway 16 right at Seattle Tacoma, where the skies were partly cloudy, and turned out to be a really nice day. So it was a great flight, and I am glad that I was able to go fly this weekend. And if you guys haven't flown with Alaska Airlines and want to, I'd highly recommend flying with Alaska Airlines. We have some big news about their E175s. So stay tuned for more episodes. Till next time, fly safe.